Welcome to Portia Pattern with Bracken Helms, the show where we hear Bracken and his distinguished guests from the Portia community patter on about Porsches and all things automotive. Portia Pattern is sponsored by Circuit 64. Circuit 64 creates authentic automotive apparel made for like-minded automotive enthusiasts. The links for Circuit 64 are in the show notes. Okay, let's get to it.
Here comes another episode of listening to Bill Patton blabber. Actually, in this one, I think I blabber more than he does because just of the confusion I feel with the way his brain works in the Porsche world. And I don't know, you'll just have to listen and see. You can just see my confusion on the way he sees things. You'll see. And then there's one spot. I don't know if I eventually asked him this, but I didn't, when I listened back, I didn't hear that I did, but he keeps throwing out the number 1986. And it's like, why 86? The Carrera 3.2 was around all the way till 89, and he keeps stopping at 86. But while we're on that, he never even owned a Carrera. He really basically stopped at the SC, but I think he was still knowledgeable through those years is why he brings it up. But obviously not too knowledgeable if he starts right at his cutoff line is 86. He keeps bringing up 86. Anyway, so here's Pattering On with Bill Patton. You can hear us going at it. Okay, I understand you don't know what a 991 is because it's newer, 992 or whatever. But 964 was you were still young at that point. That was the same year as the 968.
Let me give you a hot tip. I'm still young now.
I understand, but like the 968 and the 964 were the same years. So it's like if you were up on a 968, they were built at the same time.
No, but I lost interest in 911s at around 86.
Why?
Because I was into something else.
God, you're so bizarre.
And I didn't want to go buy a. I didn't. I couldn't. I would not. I refused to pay.
So you're price. Pretty much. You're pretty much ignorance is bliss based on this little rule you made up of 25 grand.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate the cars. I do appreciate the cars. I just don't know what they are. I'll give you an example of that. If we're driving down the street and I see a 911 from 86 back, I can probably tell you what year it is and what model it is. After 86, I have zero knowledge. That doesn't mean I don't know what a Porsche looks like. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate them. It doesn't mean that I don't wish they were $24,950. Because if they were, I'd buy one. But I would not buy one if it was $25,000. I still have that attitude.
So this is all based on you stubbornly sticking to a number. And it's like, I don't want to get myself excited. So I'm just not going to even pay attention. I guess someone could argue, like, why are you not into Lamborghinis? You know, when you're a little kid and, like, all your little friends are, you're in high school and it's like, you're talking about, oh, this is a new exotic car. When I talk to all my friends now that I've known that we're, like, all car people, no one gives a shit about a new McLaren. No one gives a shit about, like, a Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just because we assume we're never going to spend that kind of money or if we've just become more logical that, like, okay, well, why would I do that when there's a car that's a little bit cheaper that does everything. I mean, obviously I'm always been a Porsche guy. So it's like I get that people get stuck on the whole or not stuck, but they're like, well, you know, I'm air cooled all the way. I don't really pay attention to the new cars because I'm not really interested in water cooled cars. I know what they are, but I'll probably just stick with the air cooled. But you started this whole trend after the G body. I mean, you didn't even focus on a 964 or 993. Which is bizarre.
And I don't know what either one of them are. I know they're 911s, but I don't know what their distinguishing characteristics are. I couldn't tell you one from another if they were parked sitting next to each other.
I'm just confused by it. I mean, because you've owned all these 911s and then all of a sudden you just decide not only am I not going to buy another 911, but I don't even know anything about it. Like, you're a Porsche guy. Like, you've been in PCA. You've done all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you just decide towards the end of the 80s that you're just not going to pay attention to their number one car they make.
No, I didn't decide that. It wasn't a conscious decision. I just wasn't interested in studying the cars. I still love the cars. And I still know it's a 911. I don't know when it became water-cooled. Which one has the elongated body?
And see, I hear these excuses from people that are like anti-water cooled. But for you to give up in the middle of the air-cooled cars, or just to decide you don't care about 911s right in the middle of the air-cooled cars,
when the FCs and the KERRs went away, it all just got muddled to me.
I wonder if the reason is because, okay, so the 964 was like, it didn't sell well because of the recession, and some people thought it didn't change enough, and it got kind of heavy. So there was kind of like a period around the 964 where the diehard 911 kind of died down a little bit, and it picked right back up with the 993. So I wonder if once things kind of died down a little bit, you just never picked back up.
Well,
I mean, I'm reaching.
There was
here.
Another factor. I forget what year it was, but I bought a Boxster. To this day, I think that the Boxster is the best sports car made in the history of the entire world, in spite of the fact that there's a lot of people that even poo-poo the Boxster and go, oh, it's a girl's car or whatever.
Well, they're idiots. They're the same idiots that...
Yeah.
They're the same idiots that are like, oh, a Miata. And it's like, okay, the Miata is the best autocross car on the planet.
When I got into Boxster, I fell in love with that car. You know, the instant top down. And there were only two blue Boxsters in the entire country, and I had one of them. I bought it in Jacksonville, Florida, and drove it home. And so I was into Boxsters for a while. I think I owned, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 Boxsters. And I did weird special things to them with graphics and painted wheels and stuff like that.
Oh, God, I don't even want to know. That one picture you showed me of that red Boxster you used to own is the most gaudy, awful-looking car I've ever seen.
And
you completely destroyed it. I'm like, what is wrong with this,
man? And I loved it, and the guy that bought it loved it, so...
God, when you sent me that picture all excited, like I wanted to get in my car and come smack the hell out of you. I mean, it's just gaudy looking. I don't know which one it was. I remember it was red and yellow on it. And I'm just like, God, that's just,
well, looks I did,
like,
I did
it just looks like some crazy person got it and was just like, oh, I'm going to put every, like they, it's like these cars that these people take to like the auto parts store and just put all these cheap little things on it. It just had way too many accessories.
I did that
on
to
it.
A couple of those cars. I don't know if you know this, but I made, I did 4 968s, made them into club sports, fake club sports.
Yeah, you told me that.
And God, they were cool.
Yeah, I wish I knew you back then. It'd be nice to drive a 968 club sport.
What else about cars?
So the Boxster, that had to have been, I mean, Boxsters came up 96. Like now we're in 993 territory. We're right in the middle of 993 territory, and you don't know what a 993 is. I just am having problems wrapping my head around this. Like, you're still in the Porsche scene, and you're just head in the sand, or what?
It, like I said, it wasn't a conscious effort. I just wasn't. I mean, I knew those cars were out there. To me, they were 911s. They weren't 993s. They were 911s.
Okay.
It wasn't a 964. It was a 911.
But at the same time, that you have no problem saying, oh, it was an SC. Oh, it was a Carrera. Oh, it was a 911T. Like, those are distinguishing.
Those aren't numbers.
So they just changed it to numbers. What's the difference? So a name. So if it's a name, then you know, then you differentiate them. But if it's a number, you don't. There's just a lot of factors here. Like, I'm wondering, like, and we can edit this out. I'm just wondering, like, obviously you had the whole 25 grand thing limiting you. Then later you had the fact that, like, you got a divorce. So, you know, I don't know if the divorce did anything,
no.
But definitely the legal system, the legal situation you got into definitely limited your financial capability. Does that factor in?
Well, yeah.
I mean, right now, if you were still living in Black Hawk, would you be driving in water-cooled 911? Or would you still be against water?
You know what I see, if I were in that Black Hawk house, I would still own a pristine 914-6, a pristine 356 coupe, a pristine speedster. Probably I would be happy with an 80s 911 and not need to go any higher.
And then the other car you named was a 968.
I'd own a speedster, a 356, a 914-6, a 968, and a SC Carrera vintage 911. And maybe a Cayman.
See, I was just going to bring up the Cayman because you're just a minute ago. You told me that the Boxster was the greatest car Porsche ever made, but I rarely hear you talk about Boxsters other than that orange one you've brought up a bunch to me. Mm-hmm. But I've heard you talk about 968s limitless. So obviously, you tell me you think the Boxster is the greatest thing, but you don't really talk about them. So I'm like wondering, well, does that fit in there? And then to me, my biggest issue with the Boxster is I'm not like a Cabriolet people. Plenty of people are, but I just, it's a little bit of a hang up for me.
Well, I like open top cars.
Yeah. So would you own a Boxster or would you own a Cayman?
A Boxster before a Cayman. I should have said it that way.
I mean, if you were still financially, like everything was fine, you don't think you would even dabble or like know what you were into? Like maybe like, especially when you're older and these new cars are so much more like grand touring cars are so much more comfortable. You don't think you would have tried or possibly be owning a newer Boxster, newer 992 and 991. 997 may drive you crazy because they have tire noise.
I don't think so. Look at it this way.
But if you were still like in PCA like you were and everybody around you is driving those cars.
Well, I was already driving topical current cars that were popular and ridiculously high appreciation. Those cars would be higher appreciated now than they were then and higher than anything that's manufactured today by Porsche.
Right. I mean, that's... Yeah, I get that. So, but I just thought of this. Like I was just saying, like if you were still in PCA, like super, well, you are, but super involved still like you were and you're around these people all the time. And I say, don't you think you would have more of a modern 911? And you say, well, I wouldn't really be paying attention. But a minute ago, you said I had no desire for a 968. And the guy said, go drive it around the block. So maybe if it was now and they said, oh, I've got a 991 sitting out there, go drive it around the block. And that light bulb goes off and all of a sudden you're
$25,000.
Oh my God. We're still, okay. So with the 914, it's getting its due now. I mean, it's been about 5 years that 914s have been climbing and people like 914s again, but for a while, you know, whatever argument people want to make, you obviously had a bunch of them. So what's your kinship to them?
Well, my second Porsche was a 72 1.7. I also had three 2-liter cars. None of them had the weird bumpers. So they were all 70s and up to 73. And then 74 is when the bad bumpers came in. So mine were all 73s and back. I had a white one, a green one, a gold one, a red one. No, the red one was a 6. I had four 914 2-liter cars.
Okay.
Three of those and one 1.7. And I liked them. They were fun cars to drive. Yeah. And to me, they were Porsches. They weren't Volkswagens.
I wanted to ask if this was true or not, because I've had people say this is true, and then I have other people say that's not reality. And I'm not asking people on the side of the road. I'm asking people like own the cars or people that know. So a 914 for a point was not allowed in the PCA because they looked at it as not a real Porsche, is what I've been told by a few people.
Never.
Like two people.
Never. That's never been true.
Well, these people, like, I mean, I didn't know them. I just knew the first one was a guy at a concourse and he had a 914, said he owned it forever. And then he told me this story about, yeah, at first PCA didn't really even consider it a Porsche. And I'm like, well, God, now you can have a goddamn Cayenne. Yeah. Not that I'm like sitting here trying to complain or diss on a Cayenne or a Macan, but PCA to me seems, I mean, I guess it's for the people and it's like as many people as you can get, but it just seems like it's kind of a sports car thing. It's kind of a weekend thing.
I can see that there's a possibility that an outlying region in Montana or Idaho or someplace may have excluded 914s, but that was never a PCA issue. Never.
So while we're on the topic, like, okay, I guess it's irrelevant now, but if you would have said that 914 was not allowed for a while, my next comment was what I just said to you, which is, okay, and at one point they wouldn't allow a 914, but now it's like you can get a lady that's just bought an SUV. She doesn't care about Porsche. She doesn't care about anything about it. Now it's just an SUV. Okay, it's a nicer SUV. Maybe she's got a base Cayenne. So it's just like an averagely nice SUV. And now all of a sudden they're Miss PCA and Mr. PCA and they're coming to all the events. Like,
well, let me
I don't want to, I don't want to like kick anybody out or be like too exclusive, but at the same time, like, where do you draw the line since you're Mr. PCA? I mean, I feel like there's like two tiers to this question. There could be those that are like, oh, I own, you know, I've owned 911s, I've owned 914s, I've owned Porsches in the past. And now, you know, I'm later in life and now I got a Macan, now I got a Cayenne. That's one tier. And then you have these, like I said a minute ago, where it's like, I'm not even a car person, but I want to be the best soccer mom I can. So I went out and bought an SUV and I liked this one and I don't really give a shit, but, oh, okay. Well, I guess I can be part of the club. And now they're Mr. and Miss PCA when really they're just a soccer mom that could give two shits about the car community.
Here's my take on that. In the first place, I absolutely resent that Porsche ever made the, what's the bigger one?
Cayenne.
The Cayenne. I resent that. I'm pissed off. I don't think they ever should have done that. I'm not going to say the same thing about the little one, the Macan.
Yeah.
Because I think the Macan's cool. I think it's a cool car. I hate the big one.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit more sporty, and people have kind of drawn similarities between, okay, well, Porsche will never make a Volkswagen GTI, but you can get a slightly bigger one, and it's a Macan. Like, they've kind of sold that as, okay, it's not like maybe you can buy a sporty one, and it's not really an SUV per se. It's more like a hot hatch that's a little bit bigger and a little bit more off the ground.
I wonder how many people belong to PCA who only own one of those cars? Because what's the point? You're not going to autocross. You're not going to rally. I mean, you're going to go have social events, and all the people around you are going to be talking about racing and rallying. So I think that most of the people who own those cars own a second Porsche. But if they want to join, I don't care if they join, but they're going to be oddball out at the table at dinner when we're all talking about the upcoming time trial.
Which brings my next question or my next point. So you have the person that doesn't really even care about cars. They're just like, oh, well, this is cute. I like, it's a Porsche. I kind of like the name. Like, I need an SUV. I need something to haul the kids into soccer practice or whatever. And then they come to the event, and all of a sudden there's all these people that are like, you know, they may hear snickering if that's not a real Porsche, or they may hear like, oh, well, you know, they get the sports car people in there. And then all of a sudden, let's be honest, we're all human. Like, some people have less ego than others, but then the ego and the dick swinging contest comes into it. And it's like, oh, well, now all of a sudden they're Porsche people. So now all of a sudden they're buying those cars. And it's kind of a divide for me, because it's kind of like people are like, oh, you know, like, oh, Porsche values are gone up. Porsche values go up because, yeah, those cars are like sought after now. But it's also like, you're getting a lot more people buying these cars now. Like, they're not really going down in value. Like, it was before, it was like a new car would go down in value. Whereas like these new ones, they go down obviously a little bit, but they don't go down too much. And I've had this conversation where it's kind of because there's just so many people buying them now. Like, where before you had to, it was kind of a vibe like, okay, well, if you have a Porsche, it's a sacrifice. You have to be making enough money to have a second car, or, you know, a lot of people didn't use them even as daily drivers. And so it was a sacrifice. It's two seater. If you have kids, it's like, I mean, you got the little seats in the back, but to own a car like that was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Now it's like they get in and I have an SUV, and then, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of like a Porsche guy now, and people are making fun of me, so now I got to go buy a sports car. This group of people would have never came to the table, and now it's in bringing all these people to the table. And I don't want to act like this is Mr. Exclusivity, but at the same time, like, it's kind of, I grew up in the 80s, so like a lot of things going through my mind. In the worst thing you wanted to be when I was growing up in my neighborhood was a poser. The word poser was the worst thing. I mean, I talk to my friends now, and we still have this mindset. It's just like the worst thing. So like, I don't want to be Mr. Exclusivity, but at the same time, it's like, oh, well, I'm a soccer mom and I just bought an SUV. Now all of a sudden, oh, well, I want to fit in. Like, should I go buy an old air-cooled? Oh, I'll be hip. Like,
I envision this without any experience at it whatsoever. Well, first of all, the Macon people and the Cayenne people aren't going to the autocrosses. They're not going out there to socialize and they're not driving their cars on the courses, right?
Most
and they're not going to the time trials and the race events. They're not doing it. Whether they're going on the rallies or not is highly questionable. So the only thing that would appeal to them would be tech sessions involving their own car or a social event where it's a dinner or, you know, an ice cream social or something like that. So they go there, they drive in, and I think that they are not recognized as Porsche people per se. Nobody clamors to go meet them because you don't have anything to talk about. What's more, those people also don't drive those cars off-road. They're conveyances for people. They're transportation-oriented vehicles. And that's it. So I don't think that people that own those cars and don't own a regular Porsche, first of all, I don't think they join at all. And I don't think that they socialize. And I don't think that they socialize in the same way. So if somebody shows up at the dinner meeting and I say, what kind of a car do you have? And they say, make it. And I say, what else? And they say, nothing. I immediately recognize I don't have anything to talk about with these people that has to do with Porsche. We have nothing in common. Are they nice people? Probably. Are they worthy of my friendship? Probably. But am I going to seek it out at the Porsche Club? No, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to be friendly. I'm not going to insult them, but I'm not going to seek friendship because I'm there to have friendship with Porsche people. And I know that sounds wacky, but it's true. I'll give you an example of this. What's the one car that Porsche people just saw as that's not a Porsche and this guy, blah, 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 924.
That's what I was going to say, if you were talking about older cars.
Unless that 924 was a turbo or one of the special edition cars, I mean, people wouldn't insult the people. But so, yeah, there you go.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, comment, like, and share with your friends. Feel free to send questions or suggestions to the email in the description of the show. Special thanks to our sponsor, Circuit 64. Goodbye for now. We hope we can get together again for our next episode. Now get out there and enjoy the cars and the people.